Starting on Monday, you'll hear some changes in programming on both the Wisconsin Public Radio's broadcast networks, WPR's NPR News and Music Network, and here on the Ideas Network. So we thought it was a good time to talk to the directors of each network so they can share what's going to be new and different. Peter Bryant is program director of Wisconsin Public Radio's NPR News and Music Network, and Cheryl Gasser is the director of the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Cheryl, good to talk with you.
Glad to be with you, Rob.
And Peter, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here, too. Thank you.
Peter, before we get into some of the specific program changes, what kind of considerations go into decisions like these as you're changing around the clock for the shows?
That's a really good question, and there's no one answer to that. Every situation is different. But we take a lot of things into account, including feedback that we get from listeners. We look at what seems like it would fit best with the schedule. We talk to our colleagues a lot. There's a lot of back and forth about that. But we also, it has to be said, we do spend a lot of time talking about what's consistent with our mission as a public broadcaster. That's something we do take seriously. So that's an important factor when we're making decisions. It's not just filling a hole. It's what can we do that will be consistent with our mission and advance our service and serve people.
Well, let's look at some of the ways we're trying to do that. Let's start, Cheryl, with the Ideas Network on the weekends. Some changes were kind of handed to us in some ways because a couple shows are going out of production. What's going away, first of all?
What's going away is Live From Here with Chris Thiele. That's airing both on both networks from 5 to 7 on Saturdays, and also Only a Game, NPR and WBUR's sports show, airs currently at 7 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and that's just on the Ideas Network. But that's going out of production because, as you might imagine, during a pandemic, when there's not much in the way of sports, it's hard to produce a weekly sports show.
So what kind of new things are we going to be hearing on weekends then on the Ideas Network?
Well, for the most part, the weekend schedules remain the same, but we are going to be moving around some existing programs to new times, and we are adding a new show to our lineup that is On Being with Krista Tippett, and that will air Sunday mornings at 6.
Tell us a little more about that show, On Being.
Yeah, On Being is, it's always great to add a new show to the lineup. And On Being with Krista Tippett is a show that comes to us out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, so our neighbor to the west. It's been a show that listeners have asked for quite a long time, and we simply haven't had a spot for it in our schedule. But we're adding it at 6 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and Krista will bring us conversations about art, poetry, science, and spirituality.
I just want to actually read some very beautiful words that you wrote about time and memory. Time is, of course, doing its steady work on every object ever made. This complex relationship between the maker and emotionally invested object and the growing distance between them is not new, only rediscovered each generation. I love this. Whether by an artist, a mourner, a mother, or a soldier. These objects ask very human moral questions. What right do we have to forget? What do we owe to each other's memories?
And we've talked to Krista Tippett here on Central Time. I think it's going to be a great show. Looking forward to having it on our weekend lineup. Peter, let's stay on weekends right now. Some changes on our news and classical network, especially with A Higher Ground with Jonathan Overby.
That's right. That will be moving from its current time slot on the News and Music Network, which is 7 to 11 p.m. on Saturdays. It'll move to 5 to 9 p.m., so it will give more people, we hope, a chance to hear really the most eclectic, wide-ranging music show that we have on the air, and it's great that it's a locally produced one, and Jonathan has wonderful expertise with world music, and there's always a lot of variety, not only in the different types of music represented, but the styles, too, a little bit of everything from folk to classical to more contemporary music. It's a lot of fun, and it'll be neat for more people to have a chance to hear it.
And with Higher Ground, it works a little different if you're in the Milwaukee area or beyond. Can you sort that out for us, Peter?
Sure. It's statewide on the NPR News and Music Network. On the Ideas Network, it airs in Milwaukee, and will continue to do so, and it will stay in the 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. time slot that it has right now.
And Peter, with all these shakeups going on the other network, I say the other network, we're the Ideas Network. I know you don't like to be called the other network. Your network, Peter. Peter gives us a hard time, I should say, to listeners. But anyway, your network, Peter, is going to remain pretty much the same as it is on weekdays. Is that right?
Correct. For right now, the one change is the new start time for Higher Ground.
Now, Cheryl, let's turn to weekdays on the Ideas Network. This is maybe some of the biggest changes people are going to see. Let's take it a step at a time here. First of all, the morning show, no change there, right?
That's right. The morning show will continue to be heard from 6 until 9 each morning. Nothing is changing there.
And then 9 a.m., people might be familiar with what's going to happen there. What's going on?
Right. From 9 until 11, you'll hear 1A, which currently airs in the afternoon. But that's a rebroadcast. And now, starting next week, listeners can hear the show live at 9 o'clock Monday through Friday. Currently on Point is broadcast there, but that show is going down to a production of 1 hour a day. So you'll be able to hear 1A live 9 to 11.
And there's a relatively new host on 1A. Tell us a little bit about Jen White.
Well, Rob, like you and me, she is a Michigander. She hails from Detroit. And also like us, she's a U of M grad. Go Blue. But more importantly, she has worked in public radio for over 2 decades. And some of that time was spent hosting morning and midday talk shows and popular podcasts at WBEZ in Chicago. So what I'm really excited about is that she has true Midwest roots. And I really think that comes through on the air.
And we'll hear an interview with Jen White tomorrow at 3 here on Central Time. Moving on through the day, Larry Miller Show still from 11 to 12:30, Chapter a Day, still staying there till 1. Then some more changes, Cheryl.
That's right. On Point has announced that they are moving down to just 1 hour a day, 1 hour from 2, and it will be pre-recorded. So it's no longer live in the morning where we broadcast it now, which is one of the big reasons we made the changes that we did. And now On Point will air at 1 o'clock Monday through Thursday, and Meghna Chakrabarty will host the entire week. And that will be followed by the new show, The Takeaway, with Tanzina Vega.
And The Takeaway, that's going to be a little less familiar to WPR listeners. Tell us a little bit about The Takeaway.
I really think listeners will enjoy the mix of topics that they'll hear on the show, everything from politics to the pandemic, but also some lighter topics and some international issues that we don't really focus on a whole lot here on Ideas at the moment outside of the newscasts. It's also a show that really tries to bridge the divide and bring people together in conversation. Tanzina does a great job of getting people to open up and share their stories, and I think it will be a great lead-in to Central Time.
And we asked you if you're considering educational options like Learning Pods for your children.
Hi, this is Tracy from Alameda. We have about 12 kids between the ages of 6 and 12 on our street, and they've been playing together through the whole pandemic, and we're considering having backyard classes to keep these kids together so they don't have to go back to school.
Hey, my name is Skylar Davis. I'm from Bradenton, Florida. I am a nanny for a family that is considering one of these pods for their kids' education.
And we'll hear an interview with The Takeaway's host, Tanzina Vega, at this time on Thursday here on Central Time. Then Central Time, as I understand it, currently will stay on the air, Cheryl. Correct me if I'm wrong. But there will be a change at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock, we are going to be airing 1A Plus. 1A Plus is an opportunity for people who missed the live version of 1A, which will now be airing from 9 until 11, to catch up on a best of version from that day's show. So 1A will be on from 9 until 11 every weekday, and 1A Plus weekdays at 6 p.m.
Peter, we'd love to hear from listeners. If people have questions about the programming changes or if they want to offer feedback now or after they've got a chance to check out the new lineup, how can they get in touch with us?
The best thing to do is to contact our audience services department. And in fact, a lot of the feedback that we take into account when making decisions like this comes through them. So it is really helpful when you reach out. You can email listener@wpr.org. or call the toll-free number. It's 800-747-7444.
Look forward to hearing from people. And Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Cheryl, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Peter Bryant is the program director of Wisconsin Public Radio's NPR News and Music Network, and Cheryl Gasser is director of the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. They're with us to share some changes to WPR programming. They'll start next Monday, August 31st. Find more info over at WPR.org.